Moving forward, the second point, CPMR will therefore strive to work in partnership with EU institutions to keep on developing the blue growth approach and to make it reality, a reality on the ground or on the sea. Since negotiations of the new programming period are now over, the partnership that CPMR wishes to strengthen with EU institutions need to be first organized on the issue of the implementation of EU maritime policies, and more precisely, on the use of EU funds in the maritime field. My first message is therefore to stress that CPMR wishes to work together in partnership with EU to mobilize, with institutions to mobilize EU funds in the maritime field, and that this cooperation is of utmost importance for the success of the blue growth approach. Indeed, in the absence of a specific European fund for maritime affairs, apart from the 433 million of the EMFF, the strategy for funding a large part of maritime Europe consists of making the best use of already existing funds. Achieving a critical mass of funding, for instance, in support to the new upcoming European maritime strategies, be it biotechnology, seabed mining, or coastal tourism, supposes, therefore, a strong partnership, a partnership in particular with the regions to make the best use of ESI funds. Smart specialization strategies, which define, as we know, the strategic investment priorities of ESI funds, are other of the elements guiding these synergies. To make it short, the blue growth approaches needs the funds and the strategies to be successful. And this is why CPMR regions need to play a decisive role. The use of EU funds is already and will be even more to put at heart of action of the CPMR listed in our maritime agenda.